Hello, welcome to SchoolerCast program. Today, we want to discuss about how to succeed in managing a business, learning objectives, discuss ways to succeed in managing a business, and explain why some businesses fail, and also identify sources of small business assistance from the Small Business Administration. Why do businesses succeed? Being successful as a business owner requires more than coming up with a brilliant idea and working hard. You need to learn how to manage and grow your business. In the process, you will face numerous challenges, and your ability to meet them will be a major factor in your success or failure. Know your businesses. It seems obvious, but it's worth mentioning. Successful business people know what they are doing. They're knowledgeable about the industry in which they operate, both as it stands today and where it's headed. And they know who their competitors are. They know how to attract customers and who the best suppliers and distributors are. And they understand the impact of technology on their business. Know the basics of business management. You might be able to start a business on the basics of a great idea, but to manage it, you need to understand the functional areas of business: accounting, finance, marketing, management, and production. You need to be a salesperson as well as a decision maker and a planner. Have the proper attitude. When you own a business, you are the business. If you're going to devote the time and energy needed to transform an idea into a successful venture, you need to have a passion for your work. You should believe in what you're doing and make a strong personal commitment to your business. Get adequate funding. It takes a lot of money to start a business and guide it through the startup phase, which can last for over a year. You can have the most brilliant idea in the world, the best marketing approach, and talented management team. So, plan for the long term and work with the lenders and investors to ensure that you will have sufficient funds to stay open during the startup phase and ultimately expand. Manage your money effectively. You will be under the constant pressure to come up with the money to meet payroll and pay your other bill. That's why you need to keep an eye on cash flow, money coming in and money going out. You need to control costs and collect money that's owed you. And generally, you need to know how to gather the financial information that you require to run your business. Manage your time efficiently. A new business owner can expect to work 60 hours a week. If you want to grow a business and have some type of non-work life at the same time, you will have to give up some control to let others take over some of the works. Thus, you must develop time management skills and learn how to delegate responsibility. Know how to manage people. Hiring, keeping, and managing good people are crucial to business success. As your business grows, you will depend more on your employees. You need to develop a positive working relationship with them, train them properly, and motivate them to provide quality goods or service. Satisfy your customers. You might attract customers through imperative advertising campaigns, but you will keep them only by providing quality goods or services. Commit yourself to satisfying or even exceeding customer needs. Know how to compete. Find your niche in the marketplace. Keep an eye on your competitors and be prepared to react to changes in the marketplace. The history of business and much of life can be summed up in three words: adapt or perish. Why do businesses fail? If you've paid attention to the occupancy of shopping malls over a few years, you've noticed that retailers come and go with surprising frequency. The same thing happens with restaurants, Indeed, with all kinds of businesses, by definition, starting a business, small or large, is risky. And through many businesses' success, a large proportion of them don't. One third of small businesses that have employees go out of business within the first 2 years. More than half of small businesses have closed by the end of their fourth year, and 70% don't make it past their seventh year. As bad as these statistics of business survival are, some industries are worse than others. If you want to stay in a business for a long time, you might want to avoid some of these risky industries. Even though your friends think you make the best macaroni and cheese pizza in the world, this doesn't mean you can succeed as a pizza parlor owner. Opening a restaurant or a bar is one of the riskiest ventures, and therefore, startup funding is hard to get. You might also want to avoid the transportation industry. Owning a taxi might appear lucrative until you find out what a taxi license costs. It obviously varies by city, but in New York City, the price tag is upward of $400,000, and setting up a shop to sell clothing can be challenging. Your view of what's in may be off, and one bad season can kill your business. The same is true for store selling communication device. Every mall has one or more cell phone stores, so the competition is steep and business can be very slow. Businesses fail for any numbers of reasons, but many experts agree that the vast majority of failures result from some combination of the following problems. Bad business idea. Like any idea, a business idea can be flawed either in the conception or in the execution. If you try selling snow blowers in Hawaii, you could count on little competition, but you would still be doomed to failure. Cash problems. Too many new businesses are underfunded. The owner borrows enough money to set up the business but doesn't have enough extra cash to operate during the startup phase. Then, very little money is coming in, but a lot of ease going out. Managerial inexperience or incompetence. Many new business owners have no experience in running a business. Many have limited management skills. Maybe an owner knows how to make or market a product, but doesn't know how to manage people. Maybe an owner can't attract and keep talented employees. Maybe an owner has poor leadership skills and isn't willing to plan ahead. Lack of customer focus. A major advantage of small businesses is the ability to provide special attention to customers. But some small businesses fail to seize this advantage. Perhaps the owner doesn't anticipate customers' need or keep up with changing markets or the customer-focused practices of competitors. Inability to handle growth. You would think that a sales increase would be a good thing. Often it is, of course, but sometimes it can be a major problem. When a company grows, the owner's role changes. He or she needs to delegate work to others and build a business structure that can handle the increase in volume. Some owners don't make the transition and find themselves overwhelmed. Things don't get done, customers become unhappy, and expansion actually damages the company. Help from the SBA. If you had your choice, which cupcake would you pick? Vanilla Oreo, triple chocolate, or latte? In the last few years, cupcake shops are popping up in almost every city. Perhaps the bad economy has put people in the mood for small, relatively inexpensive treats. Thank you. whatever the reasons, you're fascinated with the idea of starting a cupcake shop. You have a perfect location, have decided what equipment you need, and have tasted dozens of recipes and eaten lots of cupcakes. You are set to go with one gained exception. You don't have enough saving to cover your startup costs. You have made the round of small local banks, but they are all unwilling to give you a loan. So, what do you do? Fortunately, there's a help available. It is through your local small business administration, which offers an array of programs to help current and prospective small business owners. But it will increase the likelihood that you will get funding from the local bank by guaranteeing the loan. Here's how the SBA's loan guarantee program works. You apply to a bank for financing. A loan officer decides if the bank decides to do this, you get the money and make payments on the loan. If you default on the loan, the government reimburses the bank for its loss, up to the amount of the SBA guarantee. In the process of talking with someone at the SBA, you will discover other programs it offers that will help you start your business and manage your organizations. For example, to apply for funding, you will need a well-written business plan. Once you get the loan and move to the business startup phase, you will have lots of questions that need to be answered, including setting up a computer system for your company. And you are sure you will need help in a number of areas as you operate your cupcake shop. Fortunately, the SBA can help with all of these management and technical service tasks. This assistance is available through a number of channels, including the SBA's extensive website, online courses, and training programs. A full array of individualized service is also available. The Small Business Development Center assists current and prospective small business owners with business problems and provides free training and technical information on all aspects of small business management. These services are available at approximately 1,000 locations around the country, many houses at colleges and university. If you need individualized advice from experienced executives, you can get it through the Service Corps of Retired Executives. Under the SCORE program, a business person needing advice is matched with someone on a team of retired executives who works as volunteers. Together, the SBDC and SCORE help more than 1 million small business persons every year.